Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Tens of thousands of students in the university system of Georgia will pay more for college next year. As GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, the Board of Regents approved the change today.
Tuition will increase 2.5% for full-time in-state undergraduate students. That translates to about $35 to $125, depending on the school. Of the 26 colleges and universities in the system, 11 will also be able to increase student fees in the next academic year. Those increases range from $4 to $50 per semester. The board did not approve a tuition increase last year. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
This week, the Carter Center in Atlanta kicked off the first of six regional forums addressing the mental health of Georgia's children. More than 18% have a diagnosed mental health disorder, according to the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mary Bell Bell is the director of student discipline for Fulton County Schools.
Most kids will do what we ask them as long as we set the structure up for them and treat them like respected individuals.
The goal is to connect providers with schools to improve school-based mental health care. Lyft and the City of Atlanta have announced a partnership to fight food deserts. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
Starting in May, the rideshare company will provide transportation to 300 families living in food deserts. Each will get up to 8 rides per month to specific grocery stores for a flat fee of $2. Those rides would normally cost up to $10. According to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, more than a third of Atlanta is considered a food desert. Lyft will work with local organizations to determine which families are at the highest need. The city's pilot program will run for 6 months and be modeled after a similar effort in Washington, D.C. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.